This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
If you were single on Valentine's Day, did you ever feel the need to like do something nice for yourself or treat yourself or feel some type of way on Valentine's Day?
I'm going to forget that you asked me that.
Why?
Why would I do that?
I don't know. It never made you sad to be single on Valentine's Day?
No.
Let's take a breath. Hi guys, I'm Sydney Lutwako and welcome to Something to Share. Every Wednesday, I share the mic with people you may recognize, experts in their fields, people I find inspirational, or people who make me laugh, like my fiance Nick, giving them a platform to dive into the things that they really want to talk about. We all have something to share, something that we're going through, and something that we need to hear. So let's get started.
You can start it. I'm just fucking around with shit.
Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Sorry for the noises you just heard. Nick.
Not sorry. It's called setting up.
What we didn't get recorded, I wish we had, was you changed from you're wearing a beige shirt and we were matching like completely. I didn't want to say anything until we got on the podcast, but he covered it with a sweatshirt and I asked him if he was okay with wearing black and blue together because now he's wearing black sweatpants and a navy sweatshirt. And he was like, yeah, it's fine, right? I was like, well, people have a weird thing with navy and blue together. And what'd you say?
You said, what did I say? I said, have people ever heard of Duke? Like their two main colors are blue and black.
You also said those people can F off.
Yeah, those people can fuck off 100%. I don't care. I mean, first of all, I'm in my own home. So wear whatever I want. But two, okay, are you going to have a panic attack if you see me in blue and black? Or you just don't like it together? Because if you're going to have a panic attack, okay. Maybe I'll do what I can to cater to that. But if you just don't like it, you can fuck off. I don't care.
I think that people have a problem with it because it reminds them like of a bruise. I don't know.
Is there some deep-rooted trauma there? Or you just don't like the look of a bruise. If you don't like the look of a bruise, you probably never played contact sports growing up.
All roads lead to contact sports.
In other words, you probably... Never mind.
Anyways, we haven't really caught up about this. I think this is why you're so tired this week, but you went to Adam Sandler on Monday night.
I did.
And you came back pretty late, so I didn't get to like talk to you about it. And then I kind of forgot about it after that. So how was it?
It was awesome.
The show.
It was really great. Minus the fact that, so Kevin.
Your brother.
No. Some other Kevin. Yes, Kevin, my brother. Picked the seats, which he did a great job because they didn't really do a good job on the website of like saying where the stage was. If the stage was in the center of the arena, we would have had the best seats in the house. Unfortunately, the stage, they kind of they made it into like a horseshoe.
Mm-hmm.
So the stage was directly to my left. So instead of it being like right here, it was down that way. So the entire time we all sat like this and watched it.
Sideways.
And then a couple times you get one of these in. And the like, it would be one thing if there was like a Jumbotron that played the video like right in front of you. Because then I could like just kind of like give it the side eye and like, but there was nothing. You were forced to look down the line the entire time.
Interesting.
My sciatica.
It's how we watch TV in our bedroom.
Because that's exactly what I was saying to my dad all night. I was like, I can't fucking get away from this. Like, this is how I watch TV at night in bed. Like, I come to Adam Sandler, I got to watch like this.
It's the same angle, too. Because when I originally moved in, Nick had his bed in front of the window. So there was zero light in our bedroom.
It's a lie.
It was in front of the window, and I was like, there should be something. There's got to be another way to set this bed up when we were moving things around. So then we decided to face it towards the closet, so we have the window, but now the only way to have a TV in there is to put it to the side. So we watch TV sideways when we watch it.
I usually don't watch TV in there.
Yeah. They say it's not great for intimacy, having TV in the bedroom.
Okay.
But how was he live, Adam Sandler?
He was unbelievable. If you've seen his Netflix special, it's that could have been a Netflix special.
I wonder if
the way it was, like, everything was done, and like he sounded great live, like, because he does a lot of singing.
Is he a good singer, or is it like ironic singing?
He's a good singer. I mean, he's a good enough singer for the, because it's not like it's not a concert. His songs are like funny songs.
Yeah, it's like theatrical.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's just, Rob Schneider, on the other hand, is a really good singer.
Really?
He sang an Elvis song and was dead on.
I did not know he had that in him.
Yeah. But the biggest news in the night, when Rob Schneider came out, like, everyone went wild. If you don't know who Rob Schneider is, look it up. I don't know what to tell you. What?
Hot chick is what I...
Yeah, he's Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo. So he's also the dude in The Waterboy that says, "You can do it! Got this fucking hell!" Okay.
Over my head, I don't know.
My favorite line from that movie is, he says something to Bobby's mom when she's Bobby Boucher's mom when she's in the hospital. my brother and I have been laughing at this for now decades. And Bobby Boucher goes, "She can't hear you because she's unconscious." He goes, "Well, wake her ass up. We got to win tomorrow." Why it's so funny.
I don't find that funny.
But we've been laughing at it for, because you've never seen the movie. If you saw the movie, you think it's funny.
Okay.
But yeah, that's Rob Schneider. But he started introducing someone, and as like a living legend, like one of the greatest to ever do it. And we thought, naturally, because there was an opener, then Rob Schneider said a few jokes. Now we were thinking it was Adam Sandler. Nope. It was Chris Rock. They brought Chris Rock out. And the place erupted for obvious reasons. He's one of the greatest comedians of all time through any generation. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool. He was only up there for a couple minutes, but it was really cool to see him live and tell a few jokes. And he's got a Netflix special come out, I think, too. Mm-hmm. Because one of his jokes around that was, he was like, "No more slapping. I'm going to be doing the slapping because it's my Netflix special." But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was really cool. And then he did some of his older songs. If you've seen The Wedding Singer,
maybe once,
the one where he sings about "Somebody kill me, please," because he's like just got his heart broken. He sang that song, but like mixed in like different things, so it was like more up to date.
Speaking of The Wedding Singer, this is just a quick side note. And you know The Wedding Singer in like The Hangover, the guy that like does like ironic wedding singing? You can actually hire him
really?
Sing at your wedding. Like, first of all, wedding band.
The fact that you refer to him as The Wedding Singer from The Hangover kind of pisses me off a little bit, because he made his debut in Old School.
Old School.
Okay. When he was singing Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart. Mm-hmm. And he was dropping F-bombs in the middle.
Yeah, you can actually hire him. Funny. If I had that kind of coin, I feel like that would be the perfect band for us. But I don't, so. But yeah, all in all, a good time.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite part?
Getting to turn my head to the other side when it was over. But no, I think my favorite part is obvious. If you're around the same age as me, you probably grew up with Chris Farley and like that era of SNL, but like Black Sheep, Tommy Boy, mm-hmm. Beverly Hills Ninja, like all of his great movies. Adam Sandler does a song that talks about, it's like, I forget what the song is called, but he's basically like talking about my boy Chris Farley.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes through all the like the things that made him great and like why he was such a good friend like throughout the song, but they're like showing pictures of him like up on the big screen and like mm-hmm. videos and stuff, and it's just you could have heard, other than him singing, you could have heard a pin drop. Like everyone was just fixated
mm-hmm.
because it's, I mean, obviously he died way too soon. And like I said, like I grew up on those movies. Like I still quote those movies, like his movies and Adam Sandler's movies. Like the day before they were doing like an Adam Sandler marathon and they played Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison. And I don't think there was a time throughout the movie where I wasn't quoting exactly the line,
just talking
like right before he said it. So yeah, that's my comedy. That's what I grew up on.
Did you get emotional at all?
I mean, it's not like I was like crying or anything, but like, I don't think there was a dry eye in the place.
Really?
Like my eyes were watering. So
that's definitely,
and like my dad got to go with us too.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I mean, he watches he was the one who introduced us to like Chris Farley and like all those movies. So he was a fan too. So that was cool. And like, we always, I mean, he's right there with us when we're like quoting movies and stuff. So
that I love was fun. It.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I was so happy because originally you weren't supposed to go because you had some work, you had to travel for work, but then I ended up getting canceled. So we were very happy that you actually got to go.
Yeah.
That's why we bought a calendar, because him and I did not coordinate on this date. And once I told him he was going, because I got him these tickets for Christmas, once I told him he was going, I was like, well, now I don't have to remember that date. I don't have to think about that anymore. He knows he's going. Great. And then he didn't think about it either. And a work trip came up and then we realized he couldn't go. So it all worked out. Thank God. I think you needed a good night of fun. Get you out of the house, which is good.
Where do you think I go during the day?
You go to work. That's not fun. I mean, work is great.
Okay, but it's not like I'm sitting around the house.
Like me?
You always say that. This is the same shit as the ranch. Like, get you out of the house a little bit. Oh, yeah? Where do you think I go? Like, do you think I just, like, lock myself in the spare room all day? That's what happens when you don't see me? No, I'm not here.
Oh, coulda fooled me. All right, let's get into our video.
Coulda fooled me.
Coulda fooled me. One day I'll learn how to talk. All right, let's get into our videos of the week. Nick, we'll start with yours. This one is an absolute classic. I can't not watch this video and not crack up. It's just one of the best of all time. So was this a Vine originally or just like a random viral
TikTok
video?
You can see it on the...
Well, this was because F. Jerry reposted it. It's not like his original video. Who knows, but it's a great video. So my daughter sent this angry video to her sister and I can't stop laughing.
Thanks a lot, you idiot. Thanks a lot, Rachel. Thanks a lot. Thanks to you, my charger's not charging on my iPad because it's got used to your iPad instead of mine. It's not charging my iPad and it's all your fault. I hope you're happy because I've told Mom.
I hope you're happy.
I love her so much. I kind of want to watch
it
again.
Thanks a lot, Rachel. Thanks a lot.
I love her little painted nail. She seems like a lot.
Two daughters.
Yeah, that's a lot. I hope you're happy. I love her so much. I love the attitude. I love what she's about.
Mia. Mila and Maya.
Our nieces. This is mine. Doing a cold plunge during sunrise with my brother, and I guess these people didn't see my phone. LMFAO. So it's just like propped up on the beach, and they're running into water. Here we go.
Sober up real quick for a reason, or they're just nuts.
And I don't get the whole thong of my nose.
She's got a killer body.
I don't get it.
She's got a killer body, but still.
I love that they caught that on camera. I'd be saying the same thing. Be like, those people are insane. Cold plunge? No, thank you.
We used to have to do ice baths in college. Right after practice. And it was like, there's no in-betweeners. You either absolutely loved it or you hated it. There was no like, maybe today I'll do it. Maybe it was either like you were forced in kicking and screaming like a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
Or you were like sprinting to get your, sprinting the locker room to get your stuff off so you could jump in there.
Really? What category did you fall into?
I loved it.
Really?
Yeah. Especially after 2 days, like if you jump in, if you get in an ice bath, like in between practices, you got fresh legs for the second practice.
Fresh legs.
I'm dead serious. It like immediately like.
It does work.
We would do it like the night before morning conditioning. We would just get huge bags of ice and just dump it in our bathtub, fill it up with cold water, and just sit in there for a little, just take turns, like sit in there for a little bit. And you wake up the next morning, you're like, I don't give a shit what they do to us at morning conditioning.
You feel like a new man.
Yeah, you do.
It does work. They make the Rockettes do it in between shows. So they have the whole back room is full of like ice buckets. So they have like 4 shows a day. Sometimes they'll have to do like ice.
Yeah, it's like that. It's I don't know crazy. Why. I mean, I get that like when you first get in, it sucks. But like it's
yeah.
After like 20 seconds, you're like I'm numb anyway. So
well, you got to just get to the numb place. But it feels like a lifetime before you're actually numb. But it does help inflammation. Okay, keeping up with the kids to go into our next segment. And going through, I usually go to TikTok for my sources. That's where all the news is at. And this seems to be a very popular trend right now that a lot of people are reposting. Have you seen this one where parents are saying that they can't stand having kids, essentially? Like, that's the worst thing ever?
No.
So this is in my algorithm. My algorithm is either, like, babies, dogs, or, like, this. Or bridal talk, obviously. But when I venture...
Bridal chat.
This is what happens. So here's a couple of examples. Before baby came. They're like happy. They're getting happy for the baby. And then it says clip from Euphoria. And it says their relationship after. And there's a guy walking down the hallway in school and he bumps this girl on the shoulder. She looks back and smiles and he ignores her completely. So basically they're saying like before baby, they were happy. Everything was great. But after baby, it's like miserable. So basically it's a bunch of people reposting this video or stitching this video and showing a picture of or a video of them happy, and then after it's that Euphoria video. One more, us before baby, it's them at a restaurant like hanging out, being happy and smiling. And then again the same stitch. There's like millions of these videos.
Why?
I don't know. So a lot of people are like, are you guys okay? Like parents, there's so many versions of this video that like we got to check in on the parents. They don't seem like they're doing okay. Or they're just using it to go viral and like, because it's a trend. But think about like the repercussions of that when maybe your kid gets TikTok or sees the video later on, you're just going to delete it. That this video that you're saying that your kid ruined your relationship essentially, or is like blaming the kid for it. And I get that parent. I mean, I obviously am not a mom yet and I know that it's difficult. I've seen it firsthand from friends or, family, but from what I've seen, it seems worth it. But I don't know, those videos make me really sad, and it's making a lot of people question whether they want to have kids or not.
Where are you getting your information first and foremost?
TikTok.
I know, like who's talking about this?
Well, there's a, if you go to that sound, there's a bunch of videos that are also the same as that sound, or there's a bunch of people talking about they don't want to have kids anymore because of this trend.
Cool, don't have kids then. They're probably little assholes anyway.
True. But, I mean, how would you feel as, like, a child of the parents who are making those videos?
I'd be like, get off TikTok. What are you doing? Yeah. You're a grown-ass adult. First of all, I think they're joking. Like, it's a...
You think it's a joke?
Yeah.
I don't think this is a joke. So, it's very, like, ironic.
I'm saying I think they're over-exaggerating. Like...
Yeah.
It's not like... This is like a cry for help.
Well, this one was saying that they're no longer together anymore. I don't know about this one, but the second.
Okay,
one,
that has. I'm assuming that has nothing to do with the kids.
I don't know.
You can act like you know. Oh, it was the kids that tore us apart. You're the ones that decided to have kids when you didn't have a stable relationship. Hmm. If you have a stable relationship, bringing a kid into it is probably the most beautiful thing that will ever happen to your relationship.
Yeah, I've seen the opposite.
So if the opposite happens, you two probably weren't supposed to be together. And that's on you. That's not on the kid.
Yeah.
Like, what did that kid do? You guys are the ones that created it. You brought it into the world. Don't fucking sit here and act like...
It's the kid's fault.
It's the kid's fault. And God, I'm so... Why did this happen to us? Like, why did it happen to you? You did it to you. You did it to yourself. Like,
yeah.
I have no pity for this. I have no patience for this shit.
It's very popular, but there's many people being like, no, I don't want to have kids. That's
cool. Don't have kids. Like, if you make a effort and a conscious decision to bring a child into this world, and then you have buyer's remorse when the kid is birthed, and you act like it's all your problems are because of the kid, it's the most childish thing that I've ever seen. What that kid, that child, didn't ask to be brought into this world. Mm-hmm. Like, you created it. You created this child. So to bring a kid into the world and then complain that it tore your marriage apart, I guarantee in a few years, you're going to be thanking that kid for tearing that marriage apart. Because if it's not strong enough to last through the birth of a child, something that you created together and on purpose, mm-hmm. it's not going to last through shit.
That's true. Yeah,
sorry.
Now they're recording it and putting it in the world. Because it goes viral because it's a very popular trend right now.
Yeah.
But it's like,
I can't believe it's viral. Like,
no, yeah.
It says a lot about our society right now.
To lighten the mood, I found some cute videos of kids to show the opposite side of it. Here's a little boy in the backseat of his car. He took his mom's phone. He asked to borrow my phone to make a very important video.
Hey, I'm Brody, and this is for the government, and I'm protesting. And I want 3 days off of school because I've been tired of school lately, and I've been dreaming for 3 days off. Dream. 2 days is not enough from school. I need 3 days off. I need time to just play and go with Nene and stay home and do whatever I want outside.
Nene?
His grandma's name is Nene.
You'd think it'd be Nana.
Yeah, I think it's Nene.
I'm just still caught up in the last one. I can't get over it. And I can't believe that's a trend because, like, anyone in my life who is a single mother right now, mm-hmm. or, like, their relationship didn't work out with the father of their child, that child is the most important thing in their life right now.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't get where this side of our society is coming on, like... Like, we have family friends who, you know, their daughter brought a son into the world, and he's the coolest kid ever. Mm-hmm. And she loves him more than anything. And he has made her a better person. And I think she would agree with that with me. She's more responsible now. She, like, has somebody else to live for. And it's mm-hmm. like, she would agree with everything I'm saying. Like, she knows that him being brought into this world has given her life purpose. And I hope I can say the same thing one day when I'm, you know, hopefully I'll be able to become a father too.
Yeah.
And be able to feel that. Like, that pisses me off so much that people
are resenting their children.
Yeah. Like, even if it's a joke, like, it's not funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just hate that because, like I said, we have, you know, one of our good family friends, their daughter is no longer with the father of their kid, but, like, she's an unbelievable mom. He's an unbelievable kid. And both of those people being in our life, they make everyone around them better people because you see somebody who is basically doing this on her own, mm-hmm. but she's doing it because she is absolutely obsessed with her son, as she should be.
Yeah.
And he's like the greatest kid ever. He's so nice, so respectful. He's fun to be around. He's funny. And, like, I know that she would say that, you know, looking back, maybe at the beginning she was like, maybe I shouldn't have had a child with this person, mm-hmm. but I don't ever think for one second that she believed that he was the issue at all.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. I just don't get it. It pisses me off.
Yeah, it's sad. And I don't think that it's saying that, like, it's not hard and it's not difficult and it doesn't add strain to relationships. That's not what anyone's saying.
Yeah.
But it is, it's just like blaming a kid for that really sucks. I know it's just a TikTok trend, but it's, like, so common that it, like, really makes you think a little bit.
Really, like, inadvertently blaming the kid. Like, you may not be saying, like, oh, I know it's not his fault, but, like, that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, it may not be something he like the child he or she has done to like break the marriage up, but just the you're saying just the fact that he was born, he or she was born,
yeah,
like ruined your marriage. One more, I mean, I could go on all day.
One more little cute video. This is her name's Sunday, and she's really good at smelling candles. So okay, they always give her new candles to smell. Which one would you like she to says her? If she doesn't like them.
Which color?
White.
White?
White.
Purple?
No. This.
Yellow.
No, this.
Blue.
This.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Tell mommy what you think. Yucky. Okay.
So,
okay, which color next?
Distracted by whatever the hell.
Okay.
Purple. Didn't want it before, now she wants it.
What do you think?
No.
Okay.
No, that.
Yellow?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, more.
Okay, time to smell some coffee beans.
Ready?
This is beans.
She's a palate cleanser with the coffee beans. They really have refined this process. Thank you, Molly.
What color is that?
Sage and citrus.
That's right. Right. All right, give a quick smell. What do you think?
No, they don't.
Do you like this?
No.
Okay.
So yeah, there's both sides of it, but it just has been very common lately. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that trend. One more things that are keeping up with the kids. This news broke today. Megan Fox hints at Machine Gun Kelly's split by deleting their photos, quoting Beyonce's Lemonade.
Good.
The pair, who met on the set of the indie thriller Midnight in Switchgrass, got engaged in early 2022. This was the quote. "You can taste the dishonesty. It's all over your breath," Fox wrote alongside her post, which included photos of herself and a video of an envelope being burned in a fire pit. This was like so dramatic. This was the picture she posted, and then the quote that she had, her looking very hot in the mirror. And I guess she's unfollowed everyone who she follows except for Harry Styles, Timothy Chalamet, and Eminem. And allegedly, Machine Gun Kelly hates Eminem. And she also deleted all of her photos with
allegedly? Even I'm familiar with that beef.
What's that beef about?
Machine Gun Kelly went after Eminem or something, like in a diss rap.
Mm-hmm.
Or diss track.
Oh.
He used to. That's the thing. People don't realize Machine Gun Kelly used to be a rapper from Cleveland, Ohio.
Huh.
And now he's like, I fell in love with an emo girl. Like, are you kidding me?
Interesting.
You were from the streets, supposedly, in Cleveland, Ohio. And now you're singing emo songs?
Hmm. Yeah, so they are apparently broken up, and there's a rumor that he might have cheated.
But I would say that's a good assumption.
Let's go back to their original like engagement post and how dramatic it was. The quote from that was, "I know tradition is one ring, but I designed it with Stephen Webster to be two. The emerald, her birthstone." Oh, I guess this is Machine Gun Kelly's quote. "The emerald, her birthstone, and the diamond, my birthstone, set on two magnetic bands of thorns that are drawn together as two halves of the same soul, forming the obscure heart that is our love. 1/11/2022. So yeah, what do you think?
What do I think? Number one, I don't think anything about it. I've never had a thought about their relationship.
Okay, number two.
I wasn't prepared for a follow-up question.
They got engaged right after us, I feel like. Man, maybe it's the wedding planning that tore them up.
I didn't believe it.
Know that firsthand.
Yeah, I don't care in the slightest bit. I don't understand how people are shocked.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
This is the least shocking thing that has happened in the last week. We literally had our pilots shooting down unidentified flying objects with no recognizable way for that object to be in the air. Like, they couldn't identify the propulsion system. No explanation of how these things were in the air. And yet, That is not as surprising to me as the fact that people are shocked by this.
I'm not sure that they are surprised. I think it's just like a headline. Maybe some people...
I am so beyond perplexed as to the level of shock from people right now over this relationship.
What people find shocking and what people don't.
Yeah. Where did they think this relationship was heading?
Really? You know those like Instagram captions that they had when they got engaged that didn't sound like they were going to be together forever?
Well, number one.
Two halves of the same soul.
I don't follow either of them on Instagram.
You don't have to. The E! News, everything, everyone picks it up.
Well, whatever. I mean, I'm just saying like you could look at both of those people and be like, yeah, they're not going to work out.
Yeah.
I'd say Exhibit A is the fact that he used to be a rapper.
And now
talking about killing and gangbanging, and now he's singing emo songs. So, not a whole lot of...
loyalty?
Not loyalty, but like, I guess just self, like, recognition or like any form of identity.
Valid. He's going with like what's cool.
Yeah.
What fits his
image. Like the fact that he was a dog shit rapper. So now he's like, I'm going to give this emo thing a shot.
Yeah, I did not know he was a rapper. That's surprising. How do we feel about him or her only following now Harry Styles, Timothée Chalamet, and Eminem? Do you think that's a bold move?
I like Timothée Chalamet as an actor.
Me too.
Eminem is one of the greatest rappers of all time. Don't at me. And I don't even like listen to rap that much, especially nowadays because it all sounds the same. But out of that group, Harry Styles is the only one I could do without. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I think that Timothée Chalamet and Harry Styles are probably like the it guys right now. And Eminem is just someone that she knows he hates. So
I don't get it. Like Harry Styles reminds me of any dude that I ever like walk down the street and see.
No, it's one. It's the British accent. Two, it's the way that he can wear whatever he wants. The confidence. And three, he's good looking.
A lot of people have confidence. A lot of people can wear whatever they want. Your brother, for one.
Yeah. You know, my brother's getting a headshot. He might be starting acting now.
Whoa. Are you going to break that news on the air?
Yeah.
You better Hire talk him. To him first.
Hire him. Yeah.
He should be.
He should be. My brother's the type of person that will, like, he's going to be like Johnny Depp, where he goes. Johnny Depp apparently went with a friend to his audition and was just sitting in the waiting room. And they were like, you should be an actor. And the rest is history. That'll be my brother. Hopefully, but
that'll be awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the latest.
God, I hate that that's the latest.
That literally broke today, Sunday, before the Super Bowl. Which, yeah, today is the Super Bowl. What are our predictions? Or do you want to not say them because you're betting and don't want to give it away?
I mean, I'm not betting.
We got the Chiefs and the Eagles.
I really don't care. I'm still obviously salty that the Bengals are not playing for a Super Bowl today.
Yeah. It's sad. And last year we were apart and I got to watch the Super Bowl in LA, which is where they were having it. I didn't go to the game, obviously. I was watching it on someone's TV. But I was around a group of people from LA. And they had no idea who was in the Super Bowl. And then they saw that LA was in the Super Bowl. And they're like, oh my God, we're in the Super Bowl. That's cool. And then they started rooting for people they didn't even know would be in the Super Bowl. And then at the end, they were like bragging that they won.
That single act has never made me angrier than anything else in my life.
Yeah, that would be something I would do before I met you. Now I know I have to root for the Bengals.
You don't have to root for the Bengals, but at least know who you're rooting for. At least know that your team is playing for a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That is LA sports for you.
I'm excited about Rihanna.
Rihanna?
Apparently that's how you say her name.
Rihanna? Sounds like a West Sider from Cincinnati.
It does.
Ashley Rihanna?
Yeah, I found out that her name is actually pronounced Rihanna. Not Rihanna. We've been saying it wrong this whole time.
She just let us.
She just let us.
Shame on her.
So yeah, Rihanna. the Rihanna concert. What's your favorite Rihanna song? I have to keep saying it, so I just like memorize it as that.
Live Your Life.
Mm. Hey, do you think T.I. will be there?
What?
T.I. Do you think he'll be there?
Tip Harris. I don't know.
Is that who T.I. stands for? Tip Harris?
I think it's Tip T.I. Harris, yeah.
Huh.
I'm going to look it up. I'm
learning a lot. My favorite is Rude Boy. Apparently she's changed the set list like many, many, many times.
Clifford Joseph Harris Jr.
Hmm. Clifford's a cute name.
By the stage names T.I. and Tip. So, yeah.
All right, it's a big day. It is Valentine's Day this week. It's Nick's favorite holiday. He loves spreading love and loves hearing about love. So we're going to read through some of your really cute meet cute stories.
Can't wait for it.
Do you know what a meet cute means?
A what?
A meet cute. Do you know what that means?
No.
Can you guess?
No.
It's a cute story around how people met. It's a meet cute.
Like, why can't we just call it a cute story cute of how we met?
Because it's cuter to say a meet cute. The first time I heard that phrase was in The Holiday.
A meet cute sounds like a little packaged, condensed piece of meat. Like, not like a cutie, like a clementine. It's kind of like that.
But meat
instead of a fruit.
Huh. Okay. So yeah, you guys submitted.
So change it. Change the name.
So you guys submitted some of your meet cutes and I loved a lot. I loved all of them. So if I didn't get to yours, I'm sorry that I didn't read it out loud now, but they were all awesome and thank you for sharing.
I apologize ahead of time if I don't love them.
He makes
not really comments. My thing.
Okay. This first one is my favorite and it's a classic. So my meet cute story got cut off, but my parents met in passing in a small town I later grew up in. My mom would be driving to work while my dad would be taking his dog out for a walk. They kept passing each other in their route until one day my mom waved at him. He had always noticed her, but didn't think she would notice him. She then realized that where she pulls her car into work is right down the street from where they pass. Keep in mind, all he knew about her was that she drove a gold Volvo. But he brought a bouquet of flowers and left them on her car in the parking lot of her office with a note saying, "Dear Miss Gold Volvo, thank you for sharing a wave the other day. I would love it if you would join me for brunch at this place this time. Signed, Mr. Tan Saab." Saab? Saab?
Saab.
I thought it was a type of car. I wasn't sure.
It is.
Okay. That's adorable. Okay. Then his name and home number. She called him. They spent 6 hours of brunch that day and are celebrating 30 years of marriage this summer. They are truly the best people I know. He buys her flowers on the anniversary of when he first asked her out, and she always forgets the date. Ha ha ha. Needless to say, the bar was extremely high for his daughters. More details is that when my mom got the note, she brought it to my grandma, who recognized my dad's handwriting as an architect and looked up the architecture firms in her town via the phone book and realized that his office is right next to the door of my mom's tiny apartment at the time. His little cubicle looked into her living room and he had no clue because she was always at work when he was. So cute in such a small town story. I love it.
I love the detective work by the grandma. I need to know what kind of trauma is surrounding her and an architect. For her to be like, God damn it, I know that handwriting anywhere.
Yeah,
that's the handwriting of an architect.
That's so funny. I don't know that she would even.
It's probably like, I know like I took a CAD class in high school and like you have to like write in all caps and it's like perfect.
Is that why you write in all caps?
Yeah.
Huh. That is a fun fact.
Yeah.
So why the all caps?
I mean, it's just like, that's how they do it.
Okay.
Like if you ever look at a CAD drawing, it's all like all the measurements are in like all caps and like really like legible writing.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Because you need somebody else. Like if somebody takes those plans, they need to be able to read the handwriting.
Okay. It's not like the doctor who's chicken scratch.
Yeah. Can you imagine if a building was built
with chicken scratch? This one says, no, it's not a cute story. We were fuck buddies and then fell in love.
Didn't see that coming.
I said, tell me more. How'd you know when it was real? She said, I got to know who he was as a person, and then we just started spending more time together, and it just naturally progressed from there. But the night we met, we were both blacked out, and I woke up in his bed the next morning and thought he was my gay best friend. I thought this would give hope to the girlies who are hoping that they can turn their fuck buddy into a relationship.
Good luck. Because you already left the door open, so he's not. You already gave it up.
Which is okay. You're allowed to give it up. I think it can happen. This is an example that it can happen. But it's like that movie. He's just not that into you. There's like only certain exceptions to the rule. But keep trying. You know, who knows?
Never stopping.
Okay, my boyfriend sold me a car, this is my friend, and chased me around for a couple weeks after seeing me. I was like, oh my God, did you think he was stalking you?
Yeah, get a restraining order.
She said, haha, no, because he asked a couple times, and then finally when the deal went through the second time I visited the shop, he said we should get drinks, and I thought he was kidding. He already had my number and knew where I lived because he had to drive me home after the sale didn't go through the first time. So I said sure, thinking he'd never follow up, and he called me that evening and said, I'm picking you up at 5:30, we're going out, and I told them it's your birthday. My birthday is in December, lol. I then had multiple panic attacks, FaceTimed a pal because I hadn't been on a date in years, and then tried to bail 30 minutes before the date, but he showed up early and was in the parking lot patiently waiting. Tenacious little shit. No comment.
No, I told you this was not going to be my...
I know, but I like that this can give different versions of how people can meet. I think when I was single, that I was very like, where the fuck am I going to meet this guy? Like, everyone's like, you'll meet him when you least expect it. But I was like, how? Where am I going to go? Where am I going to meet him? Should I go to Home Depot and just post up and just wait for him to arrive? I actually should have gone to Lowe's if I wanted to meet you.
No, I shop at Home Depot too.
Mostly at Lowe's.
Don't pigeonhole me.
Mostly at Lowe's.
Lowe's is closer. That's why.
But I just thought that it's always nice to hear like different ways how people meet. I think one, it's cute, and two, it's Valentine's Day week, and three, maybe it'll give hope to someone out there that there are crazy ways that you can meet people like this. Maybe he'll be your car salesman and he will be relentless. Okay, I moved to Maui about 3 years ago, and one of my first friends I met here told me that she had dated this guy, Bentley. She didn't have the most positive things to say about him, but I could see him occasionally at the beach. It's a small island. You run into everyone. We had a couple of short interactions and I thought he was so cute. But since it was my friend's ex, I didn't think too much of it. Then her and I had a falling out because of another guy, lol. One night, another friend of mine said Bentley was going to her house to hang out with her husband. And I thought, this is my chance, lol. I had a trip planned to go to the big island. So on a whim, while we were all hanging out, I invited Bentley on my trip. To my surprise, he agreed. The first two nights there, we stayed in a 400 square foot tiny house, and let's just say you really get to know someone when you're in a tight space. Our last night there, we had a romantic stay at the Fairmont, where we knew this was something special, and all the negative things my friend had mentioned couldn't be further from the truth. He just wasn't into her, lol. He came back to Maui and wanted to see if we just hit it off because we were on a fun vacation or if this was the real deal. Sure enough, 5.5 months later, we got engaged and are now getting married in 6 weeks in Oahu. Wonder if we'll see them. I asked her if the friend who didn't like Bentley was invited to the wedding, and she said no. So there is, I guess, that rule where you can't date your friend's ex-boyfriends. Doesn't apply to this, and I think that's fine. So keep your eyes open. You never know. Maybe your friendship will end, and then the guy that you liked that she used to date will be available, you know? Walked in on my husband at a party reading a book called How to Talk to Girls. No. I wonder if he used any of the tips to ask her out.
Either not a good look or he's hilarious. And like he knew exactly what he was doing.
It's very endearing.
He was just drawing somebody in and she bit.
It worked. Okay, I think this is the last one. My friend and I made a challenge to go on one Hinge date a week for 12 weeks. He was date number two. We would tell our respective Hinge dates the same time and place and watch from afar. I think that's really cute and a really funny idea to have like your best friend and you have to go on a certain amount of dates and invite them to the same place, same time, so you could like keep an eye on each other. It's also a great, safe way to go on blind dates.
Don't like it.
I.e. mini golfing, my friend and her date would be the couple ahead of me and my date. It's a fun secret thing you can do with your friends. Ironically, the date with my now boyfriend, my friend's date, bailed last minute, so I had to do that one alone, LOL. Only made it to guy number three before committing to my now boyfriend, so didn't do the challenge that well. I think you did the challenge very perfectly. And I think this is a great idea, guys. I think this is a cute way to like get yourself out there, get yourself on dates. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm spaced out.
Okay, well, those are the stories. I just wanted to give people some hope that you really never know where you're going to meet someone. Maybe it's a DM slide. Maybe it's the guy checking you out at the grocery store. Maybe it is someone that's selling you a car. You just don't know. So I hope that it gives you hope and helps you keep an open heart and mind that if you're looking, that they're just around the corner, you know? Okay, well, let's end this on a little love note. Nick, what's the greatest love song of all time for you?
Endless Love, Lionel Richie, Diana Ross.
Can you give me a little tune?
Didn't get the joke.
Oh, was that a joke?
Did you not remember when we were watching Happy Gilmore when they're on the ice skating rink? And that song starts playing.
What did you say?
She's like, happy. Like, we are just friends. And he's like, what? Friends listen to Endless Love in the dark? And then, like, the guy on the Zamboni, like, driving, you know, that drives around the ice, like, they, like, cut to him. And he's, like, singing, like, lip syncing, like, by himself. And it's like, my endless love. And he, like, looks down like this. For Happy Gilmore, anything.
And it comes full circle.
I know. I'm like a freaking Larry David show.
So that's not your answer.
No, I mean, I don't listen to love songs, right? I'm pretty badass, so.
I would say one of my favorites is All My Life by Casey and JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good one. The Titanic song, obviously a good one, but I feel like it's now gotten comical with TikTok.
I mean, what's the one by
the Justin Bieber song?
No. Celine Dion.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
All Coming Back.
Yeah. Baby. That is one of the best songs ever. So any of the songs that get you like emotional, which we've been putting together are like ceremony music, which is all instrumental. I swear to God, I don't know what's wrong with me, but every time I listen to like the violin version of these love songs, I start crying. I'm going to be a wreck. I'm going to be a wreck on the day.
You just wait till you hear Rocky.
God, you're not playing Rocky as your coming out song. I'm sorry.
I won't be coming out. I'll be getting married.
Oh, I actually want to ask you one more question. So last week I said in my intro, what I used to do for myself when I was single on Valentine's Day is I would take myself on a little date. I would buy myself flowers. I would buy myself chocolate. I would maybe go to the movies. I would maybe get myself a good dinner. That would be like my little Valentine's Day treat to myself. So my question is for you, if you were single on Valentine's Day, did you ever feel the need to like do something nice for yourself or treat yourself or feel some type of way on Valentine's Day?
I'm going to forget that you asked me that.
Why?
Why would I do that?
I don't know. It never made you sad to be single on Valentine's Day?
No. Are you kidding me? Plus, Fred's birthday is the next day.
Is his dad's so, like, Fred.
I'm not going to act sad the day before my dad's birthday.
You and I are different in that way.
Also, guys, made up holiday. It's dumb. If you need one, I know people say this all the time, but if you'd need one day to celebrate your loved one, idiot. shouldn't be in a relationship.
And that
and
is
if you think for a
Dixie just farted, so I think that's a wrap on us. Thanks for being here. Happy Valentine's Day. Take care of yourselves.
Hungry.
Have a great week.
Staring at me.
Thank you for your Valentine's stories, okay. Your meet cutes, and we will see you guys next week. Bye.
See ya.
That is it for me today, you guys. Thank you so much for being here and for listening. Before you go, make sure that you rate, review, follow, subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And in the spirit of sharing, be sure to share the podcast with a friend or give us some love on social media and tag us at Something to Share Podcast on Instagram. See you next Wednesday.